Hey, everybody. It's good afternoon, and the time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to the Vox Pop for this Tuesday, June 28th. I'm Alan Chartok. Now that the Republican and Democratic nominees are all but assured we're turning our attention to their potential choices for vice president, and with two landmark, Supreme Court rulings, one on political corruption and the other on abortion, the stakes of this history-making presidential race are only getting higher. What do you think? Who will Trump and Clinton choose for a VP? How will the court rulings affect things on a state and federal level? Two different issues, but you can give us a call. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Listen, it's Alan. It's you. Let's get together. Well, hello again. Welcome back to the Vox Pop, WMC's live daily afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Alan Chartok. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are our presumed nominees, yet neither has given us a good hint as to their respective choices for running mates. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren added fuel to the speculative fires yesterday after she appeared with Clinton in Cincinnati and gave a ringing endorsement of the former Secretary of State. As for Trump, names like John Thune, Bob Corker, and Chris Christie have been thrown around, but the recent dumping of his campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, may have muddled the contender list. What do you think? Who will be the VP picks? And what do you think of the recent Supreme Court cases that have been getting headlines? Okay, so let me just say I want to hear from you, and I'm a little concerned because there's nobody on the phones right now. And that means I'll have to do a filibuster sitting right here and reading the telephone book and looking at Zach, who is running the board, and the great Susie Chekai, who is answering the telephones. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. It's political Vox Pop. So if it's an ancillary or related question of, for example, the Supreme Court of the United States acting disgracefully and saying, sort of anything goes these days. I know that's a little far out, but, you know, letting the governor of Virginia, the former governor, off the hook, McDonald, who had a farm. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. You can even call if you're a county legislator. 1-800-348-2551. Okay, now we got three people. Shoo! Because I was getting a little worried there, you know. I don't like to be left alone in here. Anybody can do this with a guest, you know. Anyone. But to do it, you know, just you, the old man, and the sea, that's a whole different story, don't you see? We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, we'll take the first one right now. We'll go to, no, we can't. Something bad happened. Zach Malloy, who I told you was the greatest, just shook his finger back and forth in a right, almost like a windshield, and said, no, not yet, you can't. Something's going wrong. Now, here's the problem. I'm going to tell you what the problem is. Today is CPR training. Today is CPR training here at WAMC. And I was just in there. I had to leave because, you know, because I had to be in here. But when I came in here, I noticed that the senior engineers in the place who could make sense out of what's going on would be in there doing CPR. Don't you see? Can I take it now or not? No. Something's terribly wrong. Whoa. Okay. 1-800-348-2551. You know, there's an ancient rule in life, folks, that if it can go wrong, it will go wrong. That's sort of Murphy's Law. And I identify myself as a follower of the great Murphy because more often than not, it does go wrong. It does happen. And so I don't know what to tell you, except that I'm forbidden from answering the phones. I'm told that. Now, just a whole bunch of phones were ringing, and now, you sure I can't answer any of these? Zach, no, I still can't. Well, let me try one, okay, and see what happens. All right? I'll try one. Don't you think, Zach? I can't try one? Oh, boy. This is embarrassing. All right. Okay, well, you know, I don't know what to do here. I just don't know what to do. So something has gone terribly, terribly wrong. So let me give you what I think. I think that it is possible that Hillary Clinton. I used to think it was impossible that she would choose yet another woman as a running mate on the ticket, Elizabeth Warren. Now I'm beginning to think maybe she does. Their assessment has to be done based on how many voters are out there who they think will slant off from the Democratic ballot because they got so involved with Bernie versus Hillary. And I hear from them all the time that they're saying now, okay, no, I don't want to do that. I'm going to go and I'm going to, you know, vote for, you know, somebody on the Green Party ticket or somebody else, or not vote at all. I'm not going to vote for anybody. And yet you have Bernie Sanders himself saying, I'm voting for Hillary. When asked about an endorsement, it's not yet an endorsement. So now there are people. Elizabeth Warren is the hero, the heroine of the left in many cases, and she's the heroine of many in many cases of the left. You see, so but when she, now I've been getting dirty letters about her and saying how come you know I'm a Bernieite and how come she's not for me and all the rest of the stuff. What do you think?
I don't know. You might have some caller on the line there,
Debbie. Okay, I'm going to try this. What the heck?
Well, I just did it.
Did you? Hello? Are you there? Hello? No.
Hello?
Hello? I say hello.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye. Hello? Hello? Whoops.
Hey, that one worked. Let's do this.
Hello? 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 Are you there? No.
No.
No. The cracked engineering staff says, leave it alone, Ray.
Well, enjoy the show.
Well, thank you, Ray.
So long, Alan.
Well, I'm having a good time here, vamping until ready.
Might be a good time to take a break soon.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, we'll take a break.
Support for WAMC comes from Union Gables Mansion Inn, Saratoga Springs, celebrating 25 years of preserving the Victorian mansion with gardens, wraparound porches, Romanesque pool, fountains, and more. UnionGables.com. Careers in Transition, LLC, Albany, Dr. Tom Denham, providing individual career guidance, testing, job strategies, interview preparation, LinkedIn lessons, resume, and cover letter writing. Careers in Transition, LLC.com. Fulton County Tourism, 44 lakes, 44 choices in the Southern Adirondack Park, camp, boat, hike, and fish. June calendar at 44lakes.com. The Henyon Bakery, Amherst, since 1993, offering hearth-baked whole grain breads, pastries, birthday, wedding, and special occasion cakes, as well as gluten-free offerings. HenyonBakery.com. A.D. George Construction, for over 25 years, serving the Pioneer Valley's residential construction needs. Remodeling, additions, kitchens, bathrooms, porches, home office space, and more, from the design and planning to its completion. 413-256-6752. And Unusual Wedding Rings and More, 137 North Street, downtown Pittsfield, announcing their retirement on August 1st, specializing in wedding and engagement rings, jewelry for special occasions, and everyday wear. UnusualWeddingRings.com.
And we are back. Our cracked engineering team is working on this, as we say. It's a brand new system. All of you wonderful listeners have invested, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in making all of this work. And as I told you before, I tell you, here's the deal. Here's the thing of it. It is anybody can have a guest on. But to be the old man in the sea, to face the myriad hordes of people with no guest,
to do it without a net.
So and that's right. And I wanted to mention that I've invited Joe Donahue in here.
A now, partial net.
I suspect God was punishing me for having.
Having said that. I think you're fine.
Yeah?
Well, I mean...
Okay, you didn't take the CPR training that I...
No, I didn't.
I may need it.
What was the topic for today? We were talking about Vice President.
Yeah, okay, ask me any question. Any question you want. Ask me any question about Vice President. Go
okay,
ahead.
So the thing that we see in the email the most is right. Elizabeth Warren, you don't believe that's going to happen.
Well, I did. I never did. Now she is using Elizabeth Warren, of course, as a major surrogate. She's going all around the country. She's really lipping off and supporting Hillary and going after Trump, which is what the vice presidential surrogate needs to do. On the other hand, it may be a feint. You know, it may be a feint. I have a feeling that Elizabeth Warren will probably not get it. I would doubt they're going to have two women running. But as somebody pointed out on the roundtable this morning, why? You have two men running all the time. Why can't you have two women running?
Geographically, what would make the most sense for Hillary Clinton?
Well, geographically, you need Florida. You need Ohio. And you need Pennsylvania. Those are all classic, contested states.
Right.
And in fact, Joe, now I'm glad you asked that question, because right now in all of those states, it's very close between Trump and Clinton. Some of the polls are showing Clinton pulling ahead. On the other hand, I don't trust those polls any more than I saw the Brexit, you know, the Brexit thing. You should all know that Ray Graff is making funny faces through the window.
Okay. Enjoying this.
Yeah, yes. Enjoying this. You say, glad it happened to you and not to me. So therefore, I think she could do it. She could do it. I doubt it, because the real question is, when they survey the Bernie people, will the Bernie people come over without somebody like Elizabeth Warren on the ticket? And it ain't going to be Bernie.
And does an endorsement like this and having someone as such a good surrogate, is that enough? Meaning that even if she chooses someone else other than Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders, then, okay, is that enough that you have Elizabeth Warren out pounding the pavement in the name of Hillary Clinton?
Well, it all depends on whether or not how forceful Bernie is going to be in trying to bring the old Bernieites into the election cycle.
Right.
We're still hearing from a lot of them saying, I will never, ever do that. So there's that. As for the vice presidential pick, to me, you got to find somebody who, A, could be president, you know, and B, who you could work with.
And then she has made a great point of that whenever she's talked about this, as to she wants to mirror the relationship that Joe Biden has had with Barack Obama, which by all accounts has not only been a very strong, healthy relationship, but also really rather rare in comparison to other presidential, vice presidential relationships.
Joe, maybe the best in history.
Yeah.
Maybe the best in history, which has led me, you know, in some of my speculative times to say, why not Biden?
Yeah.
You know, let her pick Biden. Now, if that doesn't work out, then the Constitution provides that, you know, you nominate somebody else. They have to be passed on by the Congress in order to serve. But it's been done before, Gerald Ford, right?
Right.
And so, that's what I think. So, therefore, if I'm Hillary, I'm going to pick somebody I know will not stab me in the back, and that I can work with, and that I like, and that I can delegate to.
The one thing about Elizabeth Warren that I would wonder about is, given that she has become such a punching bag for Donald Trump, as has Hillary Clinton, is it better to get somebody that is not as much of a lightning rod, or do you think whoever she picks will be a Donald Trump lightning rod?
Well, Donald Trump will make fun of anybody, but it doesn't matter because it's sort of wearing thin right now. I'm beginning to think, oh, yeah, so what? You know, this is another Trumpism. You know, the other day, George Will left. You remember, he came out and said he was going to register as a Republican anymore. He's going to be an independent. He said, well, you know, he's just a little guy with glasses. When he takes off his glasses, he gets dumb. Now, it's a good throwaway line. But, you know, on the other hand, after a while, one says this is not presidential. And you know something, Joe, as we mentioned this morning on the roundtable, on the panel, I think Obama is now the single most respected and popular man in the world. And part of that, I think, is having a team that you can really trust. If you don't, you know, LBJ, for example, and Kennedy, that was a terrible pairing. They really hated each other. And that, you know, that's what you don't want.
So let's look at the Republican side and say, and Donald Trump. And one of the things that we've heard in this case is who would Donald Trump pick? And given that he's having trouble even getting supporters and people to say, I will endorse you, is there going to be a person who's going to say, I want to run with you? Is that Chris Christie?
Well, Chris Christie certainly wants to. I'm sure Giuliani would take it in a second and a half. Now, Ray Graff just walked in.
Can I mention one thing?
Of course. Come right over here.
If you're having trouble getting through on the phone, and who isn't?
No, who isn't?
Email is a great way to do it. We have done an email-only version of this show.
It
does work great. VoxPop@WAMC.org. If you would like to
complain,
send an email, and I'll bring them into you, right?
It's like a secret club.
If you wanted to complain,
get out like your Dakota rings.
It's like the Lone Ranger and the Silver Bullet with the invisible ink inside of it.
So it's that's VoxPop@WAMC.org. We'll run the emails in.
Yeah.
The show will go on. Maybe.
Okay, there we go. Okay. Okay, John
reassuring,
says,
Ray.
It gives it a biblical position of marginality when considered to in theological speak. Dr. C, that's me, Bernieites, I'm referring to. As I continue to stand with Senator Bernard Sanders until the convention and victory, I find it as odd and unfitting as Bernie Bros. May this comment find you each with gratitude for your consistently interesting broadcast. Peace, and that's Johnny Marr fan. Johnny Marr fan. I thank you. And Johnny did it via the internet.
VoxPop@WAMC.org.
That's right. And for all of you who are busy wearing your fingers to the nub right now, writing those letters, we appreciate it.
It works in the morning. People write to us.
Boy,
so we get all those letters.
Yeah.
So just it's a different day part. That's all.
Except in the morning, you're sitting where I'm sitting and I'm sitting where you're sitting.
Yes.
You ever think about that?
I...
That might be the whole difference in what's going on
here.
Yeah.
So you
have another question?
You think Giuliani wants it?
Oh, I think Giuliani would take it in a second. Giuliani, of course, has some problems. You know, he was America's mayor, and then he didn't want to stop being mayor, and Bloomberg said he should, you know, we had an election, I'm going to be the mayor. And everything went ahead. Giuliani also had a little problem with a man named Bernard Kerik, and who he wanted to see as the head of Homeland Security in the United States. And a lot of people have forgotten that. I haven't, of course. And he wanted him, and now Bernie Kerik was convicted of a fairly serious crime, and so he couldn't be the head of Homeland Security for very good reason.
And he also, he ran against Hillary Clinton, and then he had some both health issues and then family issues, let's say.
Yeah.
Which, by comparison to what we're dealing with now, seem like not much.
Benign,
but, yes.
Mild. No, really, Americans don't like it when people don't treat their spouses right or, you know, we don't like it.
Don't behave themselves.
And with some people, Joe, we hold it against them forever, and some people get a free pass.
So,
don't you see?
I do. And I guess I would ask the same question of because both Chris Christie and Rudy Giuliani would, again, be much like many of the choices facing Hillary Clinton would be northeast, in the northeast. Geographically, who would help you? And because, at least from the looks of it, somebody like a Marco Rubio, they're not going to run with them.
Well, if they don't like them.
Right.
They have a tough problem. So I'm glad you raised this, Joe. They have a very tough problem. And their tough problem is that they're damned if they do and damned if they don't, these Republicans. I mean, if they don't run with him, you know, there are going to be people who are mad at him, who voted for Trump. I mean, after all, millions of people voted for Trump.
Right.
You know, if somebody comes out and says, well, I'm not supporting our parties, well, then they risk later on when Marco Rubio or Cruz or anybody decides they want to run for president in the future, they got a problem with those very Republicans who will not forget it. A lot of people have long memories, like Richard Nixon. A lot of problems in this country among Republicans and Democrats started when Nixon was impeached. Oh, he wasn't impeached? Of course he was impeached. He wasn't convicted, but the House impeached him. Okay. And from Tony, I want to make college free again, like we had in the 1960s and 70s when a minimum wage summer job could have paid for a state university. Good point. I mean, when I went to Hunter, of course, I went between 59 and 63. It was absolutely free. And my friend Norman Adler and Hal Mayerson and some of the others let out the students on strike because they were going to charge a $24 student activity fee. Mm-hmm. They said, this is where it starts. And boy, were they right. Well, thank
so once you open that door, can you ever close it? I mean, no. As far as tuition goes.
Well, certainly, it's crazy.
Be a whole new model.
Well, look, Joe, every time you turn around, I taught at New Paltz for 40 years, something like that. Every time you turn around, you see people sitting there, and you say, okay, how many of you have student loans? Every hand at the state university go up.
Right.
Every hand it goes up. And then you say to them, well, how many of you, are getting some help from your parents? There aren't that many. And those people would not be going to college if it wasn't affordable, and you know, every time you raise it $500, it becomes less affordable. You get less of those people. Okay. Here's another email. Hi, folks. Hillary needs a younger person, particularly a smart person of color. The youngsters have a whole different world out there. What about one of the Castro brothers? Regional differences, smart twins, glamour, smarts, etc., and young. Oh, my God. Elizabeth Warren needs to stay in the Senate. We have three branches, one of which is given over to the Republicans. And by the way, and that's from Maureen. Maureen makes a very good point, because over in Massachusetts, where I live, they have a Republican governor. If Elizabeth Warren runs and wins, he gets to set the next person up. So there'll be a special election, of course, sooner or later. But in the meantime, the Senate...
You want to keep that in play for the
Well, they do. Yeah. Certainly the Democrats do. And it's something I think if you want somebody of color, there is nobody better than, in fact, I think, period, there's nobody better than Deval Patrick, who is, I think, the greatest governor Massachusetts ever had.
Think he wants it?
Well, he keeps telling me he doesn't. But I think it's like the prom. You don't say you're not going to go with somebody until they actually ask you. You know what I mean?
And then there's the Castro brothers that they mentioned.
Not, the, not the ones in Cuba.
No, the other, our Castro brothers. And then also, of course, Cory Booker.
Cory Booker. Now, I think Cory Booker may be looking good.
Yeah. Okay. And he's been a very good surrogate throughout the campaign.
Okay, so we read from Tony in the College Free and John, we read. Okay. Trump will have to pick, says Jim. Okay. We'll have to pick a woman for VP to counter HRC. The obvious choice, Sarah Palin. Come on, let's keep it real here, folks. 1-800-348-2551 is the number you would ordinarily be calling, but today there's a special special internet-only at Vox Pop at WAMC.org, Vox Pop at WAMC.org. Brian says, can the two candidates be from the same state? I always thought they couldn't, but they can. It's an interesting constitutional interpretation. You can. That turns out to be so. Hey, Alan, don't you think that Senator Warren is pretty much unknown outside of the Northeast? Also, I think many Americans would balk at voting for two women. I voted for Warren, but it was just embarrassing seeing her shilling for HRC yesterday. What do you think of that, Joe? I mean, that's...
Well, as far as the popularity outside of New England, she certainly had a very good crowd in Cincinnati yesterday. And during the campaign, when she was going around and basically spending a lot of time attacking Trump, she could bring in huge crowds. I don't know. I think she seems to be a very popular senator nationwide.
Well, look, if their big concern is making the left come back— then they may have to do something like that. I mean, I can't imagine that a Cory Booker wouldn't serve the same purpose.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, a bit off topic, says Jeff. But throughout this whole run up to the election, I have never heard of this question posed for Trump. If elected, who will be in charge of running your myriad business concerns? If you're still running these businesses, wouldn't that diminish your attention to the business of being president? Not to mention a lot of conflicts of interest. This to me seems like such an obvious question. Have you heard of any journalist pose it to him or the public any thoughts of your own? Well, any responsible person who got that office would put their businesses into a blind trust.
That's and I believe he before. Said he has. He will do that, and he will not be running the businesses while he is president. And I believe he also said that there is some members of his family, although not all, would be part of that as well. But I believe those comments came just over the past week.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other thing is, how do they make their money? Some of these rich guys, really rich, you know, they make it the old-fashioned way. They clip coupons, they inherit it, they do this, they do that. Trump has his hand in trading this one. It's almost like you're playing Monopoly, Boardwalk for Ventnor.
Well, wasn't that always the rap on Dick Cheney, that with Halliburton and so forth, that his that he had a lot of money and a lot of positions that perhaps he didn't sever quite as
well? He said he did, but right. in fact, Halliburton did extraordinarily well when Cheney, which is the way I have always pronounced it, and I believe it is the correct pronunciation, or Cheney, which is, I believe, the incorrect definition, did their thing. That's what I think. I think, look, anybody who thinks that one and one doesn't make two, and that the war machine grew and the invasion of Iraq and all the rest of that, doesn't know their stuff, or even when he shot his friend on the on the shooting range. Don't you remember
when
that?
They were shooting quail?
He was probably different quail. He was probably potato. He was probably doing that, you know, probably to use some ammunition.
So, when you think of a powerful ticket, we did talk about that this morning, but it would seem.
By the way, Joe, thanks for being here.
Oh no, I hope I'm helping.
Oh, you are. Definitely.
If you have the
by the way, I want you to know the engineers have completely given up on the.
No, I said that. No, they're making calls. They're working hard.
Okay.
When it comes to the actual decision, we should see this fairly soon. I mean, it's only a matter of weeks before the first convention, so I would assume that we will be hearing something within the next 2 or 3 weeks, wouldn't you think?
No, because sometimes they go right to the convention, and that's the only way that they anticipate. They make people, you know, sit up and take notice. I remember once, I believe it was Adlai Stevenson, this is how old I am, versus JFK for vice president.
Yes.
And there was a question. No. Who was it? Was JFK was the. Oh, Senator Estes Kefauver.
Yes.
And they had to duke it out, and they left it open at the convention, I believe. JFK really wanted it. He didn't get it. And that set him up, you know, for the next time when he ran for president. And Adlai Stevenson ran with Estes Kefauver, who was famous because, as you know, he wore a coonskin hat. And it just started a Davy Crockett coonskin hat, and it excited America very much.
What
Do
is,
you have another question?
Sure, I can. Because the last one I remember that was, I thought, contested at the convention was the George Bush being named vice president for Ronald Reagan at the 1980 convention.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to mention to the while we're here sitting here wondering
yes,
about this,
yes.
Whether or not, Zach, I want you to listen up here. I wanted to mention whether or not there is a function on this telephone called Block All. Is it possible that has something to do with it? I don't know. It's my incipient sense of guilt that I may have. Okay.
We can depress that and see what happens.
Well, if you depress it, then.
No, okay, no.
No, exactly.
Don't touch that button, no.
Mr. Okay. Chartok says, Christopher. Okay. What do you think about voter turnout this year? My guess, it will be the lowest turnout ever. Trump has solidified a base, and many on the center to left can't stand Hillary, making this the year for a third party to become more viable than ever. What do you think? I think not. I think what's going to happen is that Trump is going to be so scary to so many people that people will come over to either a third party, but I suspect to Hillary in the end. I suspect the specter of Trump naming three or four Supreme Court justices for many Democrats, they will run to the polls to prevent that happening. I don't think this is going to be a low turnout election at all. I think it's going to be a wickedly high turnout election.
So let's talk a little bit about the third party possibility.
Oh,
we've
please.
Been hearing more and more about Gary Johnson lately. Of course, you interviewed Jill Stein a few weeks ago. And we've been seeing this indicated in the polls. You brought this to my attention. I believe it was the Wall Street Journal poll that some 16% would 16% of those polled are eyeing a third party candidate.
They say that.
Okay, but that can make a huge difference in this race.
Oh yeah. Look, we consider a blowout election to be if you win by 5% in this
right.
country. So if you had 16% from either party, now I suspect, I personally think that the Republicans are going to have a bigger problem here than the Democrats are. I think there's going to be a huge drift over to the Libertarian Party for two reasons. One, these guys are not nutcases. These are two very former respected Republican governors who were running.
Gary Johnson and his running mate.
Yes, and what's his name from Weld? Is it Weld?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, William Weld, right.
Yeah.
Former governor of Massachusetts.
Right, for vice president. And I suspect a lot of people are going to be coming over there who are regular, sort in quotes, regular Republicans. With the Democrats, Jill Stein, who we had in this very studio, don't be calling me and telling me we never had her here because we had her for an hour. And you can look her up on WAMC.org. Very nice, very bright, not a chance, but is running, making the point. In fact, she even said, Joe, that she had offered on this air that she had offered Bernie the chance to she would step aside and let Bernie run as the third party candidate. Not interested.
Right.
He said he was. So anyway, I do think the third parties are going to get some resonance. I also think that so many people got so heated about the Bernie versus Hillary thing, that it's going to take them some time to cool down. But in the end, what do you want? You want Hillary naming three Supreme Court judges, or do you want Trump doing that? So anyway, we have to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
I don't think we're going to take a break yet.
Okay, we can't take a break. Oh, yeah, now we can
take okay, now we can take a break.
Back.
Okay.
Support for WAMC comes from Agricultural Stewardship Association, helping people conserve farmland in the Upper Hudson Valley. We conserve good farmland for good forever. agstewardship.org. Stone Soup Concrete, specializing in handcrafted and environmentally sound concrete countertops, sinks, furniture, and floors. Serving the Northeast since 2001, stonesoupconcrete.com and on Facebook. John Lee & Company, providing estate dispersal, household sales, appraisals, and clean-out services adjusted to fit a variety of circumstances. JohnLeeAuctions.com. Saratoga Jewish Cultural Festival, presenting Kazan Mikal Es Form in a concert of Ladino Sephardi love songs and music. July 10th at 7 p.m. at Filene Hall, Skidmore, SaratogaJewishCulturalFestival.org. And Elements Hot Tub Spa, downtown Amherst, Massachusetts, offering hot tubs in 5 indoor or outdoor private rooms, plus a team of massage therapists for individuals and couples. ElementsHotTubSpa.com for gift certificates and photo gallery.
And we are back. My colleague Joe Donahue is sitting in the Alan seat. I'm Alan sitting in the Joe seat. Joe came in to save me from the Cossacks at the door. Bum, bum, bum. And it's been going very well. We're having fun. We're doing a special today, which is a special all internet. So you want to get in touch with us? It's at voxpop@wamc.org. Voxpop, one word, not box top. Not shortstop, but voxpop@wamc.org. Joe, you were going to say something?
No, VOXPOP.
Yeah.
And the phones are down, so as soon as the phones get back up, we're...
You guys are doing great.
Thank you,
thanks,
Ray.
Thanks, Ray. Thanks, Uncle Grumpy. Racenstar said, I feel that my vote for Trump in New York State will be a total waste of time. The Electoral College will negate my vote. How can I make my vote count? Well, I would have told you a few months back to move to another state. That's one place. But there are a lot of other people running on that ballot besides the presidential candidates. And in fact, the New York State Senate is up for grabs right now. A lot of people think it will go Democratic this time. So if you walk away, you're basically saying the only thing I'm interested in this country is the presidency. So your vote will count for a great deal.
And of course, depending on what congressional district you live in, the House is at play here, right? I mean, we're still under that assumption that the House is very much at play.
Paul Tonko, who appeared as a guest on our just recently on a congressional corner on your show, Joe, said to us that. That he thought that the House was not going to be in play, but now with the Trump candidacy, it could be. So every vote is going to count.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to have John Faso, a Republican, facing Zephyr Teachout.
Most likely.
Probably center-left. Yeah, there's a primary, a small thing called a primary today.
Right. We're just like those two are the front runners.
Yeah, but those are the front runners, and there'll be a big difference between whether John Faso wins or Zephyr Teachout wins. There will be. So that's how you can make your vote count, Racing Star. Okay, Zach says, where is there historically a dearth of participation and enthusiasm? Where is there currently a groundswell of enthusiasm and with no place to put it? I think Bernie could do wonders helping regain the Senate and keep the House in the play for the Dems. Zach and Amherst, and you know, I love Amherst. People are very, very good, very thoughtful over there.
Lovely people.
One of my favorite places. And it is. That's right. It depends. It depends on who's on the ballot besides the presidential candidates, although our presidential elections are generally the most well-attended of all.
I didn't understand. I guess I'm missing something in Zach's letter. But is he saying Bernie could do that if he was the candidate, or even if he is not the candidate, he would be able to do that?
I do not know, but he's certainly right. Either way, he's not going to be the candidate. We pretty well know that. So it may well be. Hold your calls. But if the bird flew through the room and all the superdelegates said no, and then everybody changed their minds, Bernie could be the candidate. But Bernie's not going to be the candidate. I voted for him, so don't be yelling at me, and like that. So he's not going to be the candidate. But if he went around the country and really mobilized people, he could really be important.
When it comes to his announcement and how much he endorses, I mean, do you think that'll go right up to the convention and that will be his moment to make all that happen?
Yeah, I think he'll give a major speech. That's my hope. You know, I've interviewed him probably 100 times in my life. And, I know he's a man of great integrity, and I think he knows the difference between, a Trump and a Hillary Clinton. Now, he's made it clear that he thinks that the banks and the big institutions, financial institutions, are out of control, and I happen to think he's right. He's had to make that point. He has made that point, but I think you're right. He'll stand up. He'll give a tremendous speech at the convention. Lots of huzzas and huzzanas, and then he'll campaign. Okay, so Russ wants to know, did you catch today's AP feed on the Taj Mahal bankruptcy? They're beginning to find and interview some of the people hoodwinked by Trump Enterprises, and they include roofers, plumbers, landscapers, and other small businesses driven to bankruptcy by contracting with Trump. His candidacy is going to need a lot of spin. Well, not so far, Joe. I mean, that's what's so interesting about all of this. Right now, a lot of this stuff has been known. We certainly knew about this and the previous bankruptcies. It seems to be dismissed.
The New York Times did a major piece on it. I know the AP is working hard on these stories. But you do wonder if there's a cumulative effect.
And there's a big difference between those people running in primaries and people running in general elections. That's why they're after Hillary with Benghazi, 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 and saying it over and over again. They use what they have, as I think I quoted this morning, Pete Seeger saying that the height of pedagogy was repetition, and they just keep on trying it, but it hasn't stuck yet, and I doubt it's going to stick. This is from Veronica, who says, "What about Raul Grijalva for VP? I have no idea who that
is.
No, I don't know who he is. Yeah, 1-800-348 2551 is the number you can't call because the phones are not working. But the way you get in touch with us is you go to VoxPop at WAMC.org. That's VoxTop. That's VoxPop, not top. VoxPop at WAMC.org. Do you have another question, Joe?
I do. So let me ask you about the...
You're a great interviewer, by the way.
Thank you very much. Let me ask you about the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
So yesterday, two major decisions. One, of course, about abortion.
Yep.
And the other one having to do with Governor McDonnell of Virginia and his sentence being overturned by the court.
The case, being they sent it back for another trial.
Yes.
That's what they do formally. And they said, and unanimously, which really scared me. I think it was a lousy decision. This is the way politics are. You can, you're allowed to help somebody and, get something great for your wife, get some big gifts, unless you have a specific quid pro quo. And the interesting thing is that quid pro quo has to be the promise or the issuance of a specific governmental action. So it can't be vague. And I said, now everybody's looking at both Shelley Silver in New York, a great tragedy, and Dean Skelos. And see whether they fall into it. My hero, my personal hero, Preparar, gets up and he says, this is we've looked at the case. We think we fall well within the guidelines that they've issued. So it'll be interesting by the time it gets back there. As you know, Joe Bruno went for a long time. Finally, he was acquitted.
Right.
But not on technicality. Got acquitted by the jury. But the guy with the horse, remember him?
Yes.
That guy testified. He was up on the stand, and they said to him, so you sold him basically a worthless horse. He gave you a lot of money. How come? And he said something like, well, because, he was paying me back for other things. So, there are a lot of ways to do this. I was very unhappy with this decision yesterday.
What does it say? Because it does have a Citizens United quality to it, doesn't it? That you are losing your individual, that you can pretty much do whatever you want. It's the Wild West.
Well, that's the way it looks to me. And then I have to do a little psychoanalysis about the judges. Say there are eight of them. They all voted for it. And somebody remembers when their friend came to them and said, can you help me do this? You can help me do that. Judges are politicians, too. Many of them were. So maybe they were able to project themselves into old McDonald's place.
Now, one of the things that they... another letter.
Okay. And here's another letter. Okay. Dan says, I disagree with Alan 100%.
Okay.
Bernie will not throw in with HRC. We'll see. Philly will burn, and I know you won't read that publicly. I read it, and I don't like it, because I don't like it one bit.
We don't want violence.
No. NPR is so out of touch, they failed to see the patchwork of primaries and caucuses that the country uses to elect our president. NPR had the chance to highlight the lame election process, and she's perfectly happy to run with HRC. All we get from the Democrats is Dems the rules. It says rules.
Oh, okay.
Sad. I used to have a lot of respect for public radio. No more. And back to you, Dan. Wrong. Of course he's gonna. He's already said he's endorsing Hillary, and he's gonna pound the pavement for her. Okay. Now Sean says Sherrod Brown from Ohio. Bernie's troops would love him. Yes, he's progressive. He's a senator. He writes me almost every day asking for money. He's one of those 10,000 guys. I don't know how my name got on that list, but I hear from the Republicans and the Democrats and everybody else. Yeah, but he would be a very good candidate, yes.
What does it say? I mean, I think we've touched on this on the roundtable, but just by looking at even how close the polls are, even if you go by the – if you don't go by the recent Washington Post poll, which I believe was 51-38 or whatever in favor of Hillary Clinton.
I don't believe a word of it.
So let's just say it's still within 3 to 5 points. And we look at what happened with Brexit. We look at what happened in other major races in this country as well. What is it about us? And if you look over a long period of time, how did we become so polarized that it was us versus them?
Well, I think this has been going on, Joe, as I indicated before, for a long time. The impeachment of Nixon sort of started it. And then, you know, Robert Bork is a Supreme Court judge, and the Democrats...
Clinton's impeachment, of course.
Yeah, and the Clinton impeachment, and this stuff was going on. I just think this is their vocation. This is how these guys behave, these people behave. There's no sense of camaraderie. Now, when I do the Congressional Corner, they all come on and they all say it's not like the old days. I'm not so sure. I think there were always divisions.
But in that whole guise of we the people, we seem to be buying into it, that we don't even want to have, and we've seen it reflected just in the letters that you've read this afternoon, that it's this way and there's no other possibility.
Yeah, you know, I think it's just the way that these... Thank you, Ray. I appreciate you bringing this in.
Sir.
Thank you. 1-800. No, that's wrong.
Voxpop.
Voxpop at WMC.org. Hello, gents. How much concern do you think or should be given to a potential VP's birth date? Just curious, because I say from firsthand experience that Joe Biden was an enormous boon for the Democrats in Pennsylvania in 2008 and 2012. My best, Jacopo. But he's Delaware, right?
He's Delaware, yeah, but he's close for the Philly demographic.
Well, yeah, no, Pennsylvania is very important. I think Joe Biden is a sweet, decent man, and I think people got it. I think they got it. They understood it about him. Yeah. You know, they used to make fun of him, Joe, and say he was Mr. Malaprop, and he put his foot down in the wrong place. But I think they got it. They could identify with the guy. I think the state may have something to do with it, but I think the person is what's really important. Anyway, I was answering a question of yours. Do you think Hillary, says Michael, will nominate Obama's Supreme Court choice? I think she should. The real question is, Garland, the question is, will she? I think she's capable of making big mistakes and has made them in the past. For example, on TV, she said, and I quoted that this morning, she said when asked Preet Bharara, who is, of course, without parallel as a prosecutor, whether she would reappoint him, she said, it's too early to tell. I think that was one of the stupidest things that woman could have possibly said. So there you go. Alan and Joe, it's hard to hear people express doubts about two women in the ticket, as we have not had the alleged choice of two men in nearly 250 years. Free your minds, people, says Amy. Well, that's a point I made earlier in the show. I don't know if you remember that, when, you know, we had two men. We've always had two men.
That's right.
Why can't you have two women? I just don't. It's not me speaking.
I certainly understand the point, and I think
it's... You put your foot in it.
No, I think it's a good point to make, although I wonder in this particular case if a lot of it has to do with... I'm not saying that it doesn't come into the consideration. I'm sure that it does. But I think there's also a lot of other things to consider, such as... You know, how much more grief is that going to cause Hillary Clinton when it comes to Donald Trump? Also, the geography that we talked about, and maybe not even so much two women, but maybe those two women.
Well, it could be. Look, the letter writer is perfectly correct. There's no reason if you have two men, you can't have two women.
Absolutely,
we all know that. The problem is, of course, that this is a sexist country. If you want to win the election and you poll and you find out it's going to hurt you, that's a different story, right? You could do what's right or you could do what's political in order to win. And if you want to win, there are probably big reasons to win, like another Supreme Court to the right like we've had, or a Supreme Court that is moderate and independent. Okay, so Alan and Joe, see, now they recognize you're here, Joe. If God forbid Trump gets elected president, what role do you think he would have for Chris Christie? He was not tapped to be the VP candidate. I imagine that he will be named attorney general. Did you notice during Christie's endorsement of Trump a while back, Trump introduced him by saying, isn't he the greatest prosecutor? He didn't say, isn't he the greatest governor? He would have had to talk about the bridge, you know,
right.
The greatest governor. That made me think that Christie was appointed at the AG spot. Here's my point. Christie has vowed to shut down all medical marijuana outlets across the country. He wants us to take us back to the unsuccessful war on drugs that has been really a war on minorities. It would be horrible. And that's Andy from Shelburne Falls. And then from Julia comes this letter. Why doesn't someone suggest that the IRS complete the Trump audit and get this over with? This could bring on interesting revelations that we are waiting for. And then we've heard from Kenneth, who says, when it comes to winning an election, it's not about picking a VP, but about building a coalition that appeals to voters. If Bernie and Elizabeth Warren work for Hillary, the VP could be somebody that could make Trump spend time and money in a state he didn't expect to. Why would someone as creative and as brave as Warren want to be VP? A warm bucket of spit. That is, by the way, one of the great quotations. And I was once hired to work at the Republican convention by my friend Charlie Schumann. And I was looking up stuff and sending it upstairs where they could sound.
And this was in a media capacity?
Yeah. I was working for ABC. And I send it upstairs and say, a warm bucket of spit. You listen, and then it says, one of the anchors says, the VP, it has been said by Sully Marshall, is nothing more than a warm bucket of spit. See? So that's how it happened. And then Brian says, Ray, you're here.
I think the phones might be working. Oh, the show's over. Oh, Rex.
Yeah, your mic isn't working, but that's all right.
Well, the show is over.
Turn it on.
Well, the show is over. Okay, we're out of time. I want to thank everybody who called in. I apologize to those left on the line. Support for the Vox Pop comes from the Department of Theater Arts at SUNY New Paltz, an undergraduate theater program in liberal arts with concentration in design and technology, theater studies and performance, newpaltz.edu/theatre. Stammel, stringed instruments, downtown in Amherst and Poughkeepsie, providing sales service and rentals of violins, violas, cellos and bows, restorations and appraisals, open Tuesday through Saturday, Stammel, string.com, and Curtis Lumber, featuring Anderson Windows, Therma True Doors, Owens Corning Shingles, Valspar Paints, Cabot Stains, and more than 21 locations in New York and Northern Vermont, CurtisLumber.com, and Amherst Copy and Design Works. Amherst Copy and Design Works, offering printing and copying, sign making and design services from booklets to stationery and labels to lawn signs in downtown Amherst, Massachusetts, AmherstCopy.com. Okay, thanks again for joining us. Thanks to Zach Malloy, your wonderful engineer. Your calls were answered by Susie Checkey. Well, your calls weren't answered by Susie Checkey. Produces Jessica Blaustein Marshall. She's getting certified. I'm Alan Chartok. Stay tuned now for a news update.